All right, you guys, hello and welcome back to the Anchored Ascension podcast and YouTube channel. Thank you all for joining in with me. So I decided to have this on two of the different platforms, YouTube and all on the podcast outlets. And this episode is going to be all about why somatic experiencing and energetic processing, understanding, clearing those practices of working with the body and our energy, and even our mind, because our mind is a conglomeration of energy, right? In thoughts, in forms of vibrations that we are magnetically attracting and sending outwards and receiving inwards. And so why it's so important to understand as a light worker, as a starseed, as a highly sensitive, as an empath, as a psychic, as an intuitive, as a healer, why it's so important and why I've been seeing this in my practice, that we are wanting to run away from this earthly experience, this 3D world that we are living in. We have to be in this reality. We have to be on this earth. We have to be in this physical reality, this physical existence for us. We were brought here for a reason. You were brought here for a greater purpose, to live it, right? To be alive, to awaken your spirit, your connection to spirit and with spirit and as spirit. Funny story I'll share real quick was yesterday, and I actually think I posted this on some of my social media outlets, channels. Not sure which one. But I was online yesterday. I was checking things on in my mailbox, and I noticed something, and I got really frustrated. Well, I started to notice my sympathetic response and reaction come online, and what I did was I allowed it. I noticed that I was getting the shakiness in my thighs. I was getting the tight and constricted chest, and the breath flow was a little bit harder to take a deeper breath. My heart was racing. I noticed that I was clenching my fists and that my jaw was tightening. I started thinking about all of the things, all of the ways that this, what I saw, was making me respond to and react. And I let myself go through that, move through that experience, because what we want to experience is a range in our nervous system, a healthy range. And so that means that we move through these different states of our autonomic nervous system, right? The fight, flight, the dorsal, right? We even get into those states of freezing in the moment. But the back into parasympathetic. But the best thing to remember is that it's a gauge, right? And it's like an accelerator on your car, for an example. So if you're pressing the gas, you're going to keep on going, right? You're going to get faster and faster as you move through it. Can we start to stabilize and come back into balance when we are noticing ourselves in these sympathetic states, or these states of fight, flight, or resistance, or freezing, or shutting down, wanting to disconnect from that experience, so that we can help shift ourselves through it, returning back to a parasympathetic baseline of connection, of social engagement, of peace within, peace around us. And this isn't the rainbows and butterflies and peace always when you're in presence, right? That sometimes we hear in the spiritual community. Because presence isn't always going to mean peace. It's not always going to be it doesn't always mean harmony. And over time, the more we start to somatically be present with ourselves, right? Be in our body. We're in our body. That's what somatic means, in the body, okay? Being in the body, being present with the responses, with the reactions, with the sensations, with what we are moving through at that moment. And can we help to shift it along? You know, having that free range of experience as a human, being human with the experience. And so what I did then was I just allowed myself to feel that sympathetic response, reaction. and allow my body, but remember to tell my body that I'm here with it, right? As consciousness, as conscious awareness, right? Stepping into my heart space, reminding my heart that it's okay, that we are safe, and that nothing bad is happening. And you know what happened next was I had an emotional release. I started to cry. I started to ugly cry, to be honest. I was like, you know. And then from there, I noticed that I was intuitively wanting to connect with outside and go outside and resource, come back to earth, come back to center, connecting with her resonance. And what I did was I started pulling up weeds, and you know, there was a misty rain coming through. So it wasn't sunny, it was cloudy, but I was like really enjoying it. I was really embodying presence in pulling those weeds. And I was just visualizing like all of the roots coming up and like all of the weeds and all of the clearing happening and connecting and relating it with what was happening within my body, what was happening within my energy. And you know what? The fairies, and I saw a little elf just like cross through and go through and behind a bush, and their joyful expression and their essence of pure happiness and playfulness brought me into why I even wanted to connect with Earth in the first place. To infuse those essences, infuse those vibrations, those frequencies into my experience even more. And I just started to notice my whole self come back into my body, come back into my mind presently, in peace, at one with everything. The experience that I just went through, like that first trigger that was creating that first reaction and response, didn't even come to my mind at all. It was gone. I processed it. I acknowledged it in the beginning, and I processed it. I understood what it was trying to show me. And it was a beautiful experience. So just sharing that for a moment. But why we want to, because what I'm noticing in sessions with clients and with people who are on this ascension journey, on this spiritual awakening path, they're all about, you know, wanting to manifest, wanting to get to the next level, being their highest version of self. And what that all means is an up level. It all means that there is going to be an undertaking for you, your soul, your human, to try to step up and rise up to the occasion, to the moment that you are able to be aware of and present with the experience that is that new you, new who this, right? New beginning or new becoming, right? Those experiences that we start to see shifted and come into our physical existence, our reality. But there's like that in-between moment where the body, the nervous system hasn't held the capacity for that. Or it feels like it has a lack of space. It has a lack of connection or relatability to what that new beginning, that new life, or that experience that higher self of you, right? That higher version of you, the ascended version of you, is wanting you to step into. Doesn't mean that that one is better than you. It's just, it's the guide. It's the guide for you. Okay, it's your intuition. It's helping you to shift things so that you can choose and make the changes, right? And see them happen. Because that's why we all want to do it, right? We all want to see it. We want to feel it. We want to visualize it. We want to be it. We want to live it. We want to, you know, be awake doing it too. And I think the beauty of shifting and working through the body is that we can understand the processing, okay, that the body has to go through to get to this up level, okay, and experience that full range of the nervous system. And one of the things that I really love to work on is the vagus nerve and vagal toning, because that is the longest nerve throughout your system, okay? It goes all the way down into your pelvic area from the back of your neck, your occipital range, where your head and your neck connect. And it starts to receive external information that brings it in, and it dials in, it starts to tune with what it's experiencing, and then it sends these signals up through it, up to the brain, and that's where you start to receive those responses, those reactions. It's the inspired action that the vagus nerve is receiving from its environment. And it can activate old memories. Usually that is what it is doing. And those survival mechanisms that you've learned over lifetime, over lifetimes or from childhood are going to be those first responses, right? They're the first responders. They're taking that action. They're like, oh, wait, we know what to do. We know exactly what to do to keep her alive in this moment, okay? And so when we start to work with the energy around it, and this is what when the magic happens, is working with the energy that's present, okay, presenting itself. How are you feeling? What emotion is arising? What energy is that emotion connected with? Is it a highly charged emotion, like energy, right, or emotion? Is it a lower charged emotion, right, or vibration? It's connecting in that with those energies that are present so that you can understand how to work with them, right? For example, if I'm experiencing rage and anger, do I want to lay down on the earth and just find stillness and be in a state of meditation? Am I going to be able to do that? No, probably not. I know because I've been there. I've experienced this so many times in my life. And I'm like, why the fuck can't I meditate? Why can't I be one of these people that can find peace in stillness? Why do I feel so unsafe when I'm just laying here? Well, because all of those charged energies, all of the emotions were creating this perception of feeling then, right? Because it's a perception, it's a belief, it's a conditioned knowing within that the body has now ingrained, it has now been imprinted with, so that it's now responding on that old version of you believing it to be something that it once learned it to be. And so this is where somatic experiencing and processing these things along in tangent with energy, okay, the energy of it, right? Because most of the times we aren't going to remember those experiences. They are going to be fragmented. They are going to be when we are at our most dysregulated state. And so we're not going to be fully present with what is happening. So most of us will land in counseling and talk therapy practices for most of our lives, replaying out and recycling the old story. But the story has been left out, and leaves out some of the ways that you just didn't know at the time. You had no idea what to do. So you froze, right? Or you started to try and hide from that experience. You started to make yourself get really small in that experience. And so why did you do that, right? Because you were a child, because you were young. You just didn't know at the time what to do with all of that experience that seemed so big, that seemed too much, that seemed too fast. And so we start to shrink and we start to hide and we start to want to run away, or we freeze. And those are the states of our nervous system again. And when we learn that, we can infuse energy and source frequency, right? Light, new light, higher vibrations to restore, to repattern, to rewrite these wirings that the vagus nerve is responding to, okay, that it's hitting, and it's those first responders, it's dinging them to come online, to have those same reactions and responses. We can start to rewire and rework them through restabilizing our energy, through restabilizing those pathways, through rewriting the stories now as we know ourselves can do that for ourselves, because we're adulting, right? We've learned through so much now. We have so much growth and evolution within us that we can start to tell ourselves a new story instead of victimizing or succumbing to the old one, the old version, the old story. I'm trying to listen in if there's anything else that we wanted to touch on here. You guys, I actually just want to break this up for a moment, because I was just playing and it was super, super funny, because I was playing with flower essence today. I saw some beautiful flowers around my home blossoming, opening, and I asked them for permission if it was okay to infuse them with spring water, with the intelligence of intention, and I heard yes. So the four flowers that I worked with, and California Poppy has been one that has been wanting to work with her for some time. So it was California Poppy, it was the Wild Rose, and it was Dandelion and Calendula. And I mixed Calendula and Dandelion together. And then I took California Poppy by herself and Wild Rose by herself. And I just sat in meditation with them. I set up my sacred space for the flower essence infusion, and I allowed them to just awaken their essence within the water. And I'm just going to read off what I heard, because this, and actually the sun was out, and so when you're doing this, you don't want to allow your shadow, right, to get or go over the water, because that infuses your energetic imprints into that infusion, that flower essence. And so you want to make sure that you are like being very mindful and aware of where your shadow is, because you don't want to infuse that in the flower essence. And so I was like, you know, trying to move around all of the different little bowls that I had. And then I saw three crows above me just come in. And the whole time I sat with these flowers, the whole time I was in meditation with them, all I could hear was these three crows and making noises and just speaking and just yapping all above me the whole time. And it made me think of the timelines that I was a witch, that I was doing magic and working with magic, because flower essence go back to the timelines of Lemuria, of Atlantis, of when we worked with vibrational medicine. And I know that at those moments, I was drawing from my priestess timelines. I was drawing in from the witch. I was drawing in from the vibrational medicine practitioner that I have been. And I was working with these crows, and they were coming in, and they're like, oh, yep, you're working with magic right now. This is very magical. Allow the magic to happen. Allow the magic to be infused. Keep on going. And I just kept on hearing them say this, and I'm like, okay. But these are the messages from Calendula and Dandelion. So, powerful healing and perseverance, strength, keep going, fortitude, free will. The will to keep going forward, being your own healer, the alchemist, healing those deep and long-held wounds within, the childhood imprints in the subconscious. Calendula says, watch, wait, and see your life transform and bloom after all of the healing that you do or have done already. The transformation is refreshing. Allow this purification to penetrate throughout your whole being. Radiate along your spine and wake up dormant energies, gifts, and dreams you have been waiting and wanting to come alive again. Dandelion asks, will you allow yourself to have the chance to begin again? After a slower season, you are ready to release what's no longer needed. A detoxification, you might say, has happened. A purging of the old so the new can come in. Gotta love Calendula and Dandelion for those messages. Then California Poppy's was, what's lost is always found again. The thought of unworthiness or abundance of experiences that led you to lose trust in yourself are now regaining strength and resilience. You are a powerful creator, an intelligence manifesting as something beautiful. The world is waiting for you. It wants to hear from you. This will allow you to access that confidence and courage in self. I just love how the flowers speak to us and how they connect with us, and the intelligence that comes through, that they infuse through their essence, and the water and the vibrations that are needed at this moment. And so I'll be working with these in sessions and just creating mists around our sacred space for healing and connection, and using them with myself and my family in our space, in our home too. And then Rose said, this was very channeled-like. This one came through very high frequency. Wild Rose has an essence to her that really opens and awakens the heart space. which actually is the divine portal to source intelligence, the oneness that we all are connected with. So it was not a surprise. She said, "Dear one, you are infinite. Your love circulates for miles around the sun. Do you know how expanded your love runs? Is? This is a remembering within. It is a sacred vow of love permeating throughout all existence. Forget this not. You came here to reclaim it. You came here to embody it and to share it, to experience and merge with it. It is yours. You are it. It is everything. Love." I mean, like, how does that sit with you guys? Because for me, it sits with me. It allows me to feel courageous in the work that this planet, this earth, that these souls, their essence has for us already. Like, we can just go outside and see what's living, what's wanting to work with you. Your closest herbs around your home are the ones that are the most healing for you. They bring you the most harmony because you are always close with them. You're in connection with them. So they have this relatability to their environment that will help you grow, bloom like they do, like they have. Sometimes it's a matter of stepping outside of ourselves, and that allows us to have a new experience of what is already here for us, right? All right, you guys, I wanted to share this. I hope you have a blessed and beautiful rest of your day. I hope this episode brought some clarity, guidance, direction for you. And let me know if it did. I would love to hear from you if you want to DM me on Instagram or leave a comment below. And also remembering to leave a star review for this podcast. And I will talk to you all soon. Bye.